Okay, we are up to the Mishnah now, Kuf Tesla Bay, continuing to share. Now, in the following Mishnah, we're going to talk about different kinds of things, which the Gemara will explain some of them, what they are. So in the Mishnah, we don't have type, so, and Rashi says the Gemara will explain it, so we'll do that. Ein oichlin, so there are certain things you're not allowed to eat on Shabbat, because it's obvious you're eating it only for medicinal purposes, and with Rabban, you don't want to eat it, because next time you might go ahead and you will crush things. And already Shulchan Aruch talks about the medicines of the Gemara. If you're allowed to take it today, it's a good idea to take it today, not a good idea. Even the Rambam has certain things that are different than what we say today about eating vegetables and fruits and all that kind of stuff. Some say you're not allowed to follow Gemara. What about you don't have to? You're not even allowed to. There's a Mashal that talks about it and others. And we have the Tesis in Gemara, which the Tesis already says that Nishtanu Hativim regarding certain things the Gemara says, and the climate affects us, and the times affect us, the food we eat affects us, so some of these medicines might actually be detrimental. So it's more Lahagul Tel Yadir, rather than learning what medicines are good for us. So the Mishnah says, Ein Oichlin, you're not supposed to eat a Yoizman B'Shabbos. You're not supposed to eat a Yoizman B'Shabbos because nobody else eats it, only for medicine, and we'll soon see the Gemara will tell us what that is. These are different kinds of hops, as we'll see. Because ordinary people don't eat it. But what you are allowed to eat is your ezer. We'll see that. It's a different kind of a hops. Because that, people do eat. And v'shoise, by the same token, you're allowed to also drink abuvroya. You're allowed to also drink abuvroya, as the Gemara will explain what that is. And you're allowed to eat food, which is general food, if you know that it's healthy for you and it actually helps you. You're allowed to drink any drink for the same thing, except for the water from palm trees. The kois ikori, and we'll see the Gemara later. You're not allowed to drink this thing which makes you sterile. Bipnei, because shehein liyoreika. The only reason you drink this is generally is for yoreika, which is yellow, jaundice. And that's purely medicine. You can't do that. Avoshoisu who made the kolim. You're allowed to drink made the kolim litzmoi. If you are thirsty, you're allowed to drink. And Rashi adds an interesting thing here. Imeinu choyle. Rashi says if you're not sick. Would sound like from Rashi that if you're a sick person, even though you're drinking for thirst, everybody's going to think that you're doing it for medicine. You're not allowed to. In other words, we're not talking about somebody who's neifel mishkav. Could be said before already. If you're neifel mishkav, you fall into bed, you're very sick, you're allowed to. All these are certain rabbanim are suspended. It's talking about you're not that sick, but you are sick. And if you're going to drink something that can either be interpreted, you're drinking it for medicine purposes, or you're drinking it for because you're thirsty. If you're a sick person, people automatically are going to think you're drinking it for because you're medicine. That's also forbidden. Remember, we had it yesterday that when it comes to medicine, there's two parts, for yourself and for others. That's Rashi. Other people not so machmer. Anyway, the sach, what do you call it? Avashoyse made you call and smell if you're thirsty. The sach shemen ikorin, and you're allowed to smear upon yourself the oil of this thing here that makes you sterile, provided shaloi refuah. You're not doing it for the sake of a refuah. Says the Gemara. We'll see later what that is talking about, which we'll see tomorrow. Okay, says the Gemara. Ikorin over here means actually the roots of different kinds of vegetables or sort of different kinds of herbs, as we'll see. Amar Rabbi Yehoshua says, what's Ezer? Taylor says he should take by the Paradum, he should take Ezer, which is hyssop. What is that? So he says, Avrata Bar Hamog. Ezer is a hyssop, it's called Bar Hamog, whatever that is. What's Ezevian? Also, Avrata. Ezevian is also a hyssop, but that is called Bar Hinig. Not bar homog, but bar hinog. And one is therapeutic and one isn't. Ul Omar, Ula says that a marva chivra, if you have white sage, and that is what Ezer is. Uli good Abish Mobiuda, I used to come in marva chivra. He once brought with him marva chivra, he brought this white sage with him. Omar, Hainu, Ezer, the cause of it, I said. When we touch Ezer as hyssop, it's wrong, it's a sage. And it's a white sage. I looked up, it's actually only grows in the United States. So don't know how they, it says it only grows in the United States and in Mexico. So I'm not sure how they would have had this morachivra. But anyway, maybe it used to grow once upon a time in those areas as well. So Ula Tain is, that's when the Torah says Eza, that's what we're talking about. The Kosev Arayis is written in the Torah. Rapapi says, no, it isn't, it is shumshuk. What is it? It's shumshuk. That's what Ezer, when the Torah says Ezer, it means shumshuk. whatever that is. Like a puppy, now we learned when they have a description of this Ezev. How do we describe Ezev? Now we learned mitzvah Ezev. What's the means of Ezev? Shloisha klachin. It is like three stalks with behen shloisha gevaylin, and you have in them like three things shooting growing out. The shum shukin mishtachah chachi, and the shum shukin grows exactly.
So there's a problem with the sound.
Is there? Give me 1 second. Is it any better now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Much better.
Okay, good. So, anyway, the shumshuk is what it is. That's the hyssop that the Torah, the Torah is talking about. The shumshuk, the shumshuk has this criteria. It says, the Gemara lemay ochilei, you tell me the word that this ezev is therapeutic. For which kind of disease? The may ochilei, lemay ochilei. You know what kind of disease we're talking about here? We're talking about lekukiyoni. If you have worms inside your stomach, and that's what this heals. The mayochilei. So how do you exactly eat the isab just on its own? So he says the sheva tamri uchmusa. You eat together 7 days that are black. You eat it 7 days that are black, and you eat it together, and that somehow or another helps you out. The mayhavia. Now, how do you get worms in your intestines in the first place? Mekimcha decided from flour of barley flour, the cholif alei abon yemen that was aged for over 40 days and is terrible, and that causes all these weebles or whatever it is, worms inside you. But you are allowed to eat this yoyeze. So what in the world is this yoyeze? No, as we said, ezer you shouldn't eat because it's the only reason why you need it for medicine, and therefore you're not doing it on Shabbos. But yoyeze people eat for other things as well, so therefore you're allowed to eat. What in the world is this yoyeze? So yez is the famous thing that we have many times. My yez, what's your yez? Says the Gemara, pusnik. Your yez is pusnik, which is this pennyroyal thing. And lemai ochlele, what disease do you have that you're eating that for? So we answer, la'arkasa. That is, if you have worms inside your liver. The mai ochlele, how do you eat this? B'sheva tam chivarta. Before we had 7 black dates. Now you eat 7 white dates. In my habit, what in the world causes these worms in your liver in the first place? It is like this: if you ate raw meat, according to Rashi, that you actually placed on coal, so like you just charred on the outside and it's totally not just medium rare, it's rare. Umaya and water alibere kona, first thing in the morning before or at least before you ate anything, so you're very hungry. And you're on a bisa shamna, if you have fatty meat, alibere kana, an empty heart. On a bisa tuda, if you eat beef, alibere rekana, on an empty stomach. And am goiza, if you eat nuts, alibere kana. Umegire deruvia, and as well as this, cress, alibere kana, on an empty heart. Umish de maya, abasrei, and then you drink water afterwards. And eating all of those heavy, rich foods on an empty stomach is what causes worms inside your liver. And says the Gemara, Umegiri Ruber Rashi actually says here is fenugreek. So, okay. V'iloi, and if not, and so this is what you take. If it doesn't work, if you try this medicine, it doesn't work, then livla tachli chivarta. Then eat this white watercress. If not, leise betanisa, you should fast, or you don't have access to that, you should fast. Leise bisa shemana, you should take fatty meat, and velisha agumra, and put it on burning coals, and velimitz gamma. And then you suck everything out, all the juice and everything else, the marrow and from the meat, from the bones, the ligma chola, and drink vinegar, and that's going to kill the worms inside your liver. So it's interesting that this medicine is very similar to what caused it in the first place, because you're taking this fatty meat, which is what caused it, and putting it on coal and so on and so forth. But nevertheless, that's the antidote. Says the Gemara, right? Vikidamri. Others say chola loy. Not to use vinegar, mishum the kashi likaveda. On the contrary, that the liver is going to be very bad for your liver. The eloi, if you don't have access to this as well, is then, or doesn't work, is then what you should do is laisi gurda da asinta, you should bring the bark of a thorn bush. The grida that was peeled, you peel the bark off, me'iloy l'satoy, not from the bottom up, but from the top down. And v'loy metatoy l'il, not from the bottom up. Dilma nofki aydepumi, because it seems that the worms will go out the same way you peel the bark off. So maybe the worms will go out aydepumi, through your mouth. Then v'lishlaka b'shikra, and then you should go ahead and you should cook this particular bark in the shikr and beer, beishikh in the evening, Rashi ben Hashmoshes, or Rashi says another pshat is, but you shouldn't do cook in your own house, but in the house of one of your neighbors, because it has a terrible stench, and for you it's bad for you. This the strong or very strong odor, and it's bad for you. Ulamachar, and on the following day, is what you should do is naskrinun lenok for the day, close all of your nose and everything else, velishtei. And you should drink this particular mixture, and then, by closing your nose and everything else, it has nowhere else to go out. The chimefane, and then when you go to the bathroom, you should go on mefane apshicha dikla. Go back to the palm tree, and you should go ahead, and you should relieve yourself over there. And this somehow or another is going to work. V'sheisin abu chroya. You're allowed to drink this abu chroya. What in the world is abu chroya? Says the Gemara, "My avodraya, what's avodraya?" Says the Gemara, "It's chumtraya." Nu, and what's chumtraya? Says the Gemara, "My chumtraya, chutra lechida." It's a tree that grows without any branches, like the eucalyptus trees. A tree that grows without any branches, and my avdilei, and you, I guess you drink from there. And my avdilei, and what exactly does it do? What medicine does it do? So he says that what it does is, Ligiluya, if you drank water that was left overnight and was scared that a snake might have drank from it, this is Maim Gulim when it was Asr, and dropped some of his venom in there. So this is an antidote for that. Vilai, and if not, doesn't say exactly what he's supposed to do with this particular tree, but you do something with the tree and you make this potion and it works. Vilai, and if that doesn't work, Lese, Chamisha, clearly, bring five roses. The chamisha kaisen, five cups the shikra of beer, v'nishloi kuni b'hadi adodi, and cook the roses and the beer together, ad de kaima, afanka, until it sort of, you lose, evaporates a lot of the beer, and it reduces in amount, to a small amount, but actually says it's a quarter of a loig, v'nishte, and you drink it. Eimed Rav Ruba Bar Ami, the mother of Ruba Bar Ami, of the Lelu Gavra Chad Kalil V'chad Kaisen, she made one rose and one cup, the shikra. Shoka, she cooked it, v'ishkei, and she gave him to drink it, V'shagra tainura, and what do you call it? And she heated up the oven, and she the v'grafte. She took out all the coal from the oven. This guy obviously was afflicted by this water maimagulin, and she v'grafte. She cleaned out cleared out all the coal. V'isivise levenosa begave. She put a piece of what do you call it? A cement block inside the oven itself. And she made him sit inside the oven, and then the nafik kahutza yiraka. And then what happened was, came out from him whatever it is that poison came out, or the venom that came out, and it came out kahutza yiraka. It looked like a green little branch, a green little leaf. Rav Avia Omar, Ravi Osa de Chalba Meizah Chivat, you should drink a ravias of milk from a white goat. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Omar, Laisi Esrege Chalisa, he said you should bring a very sweet esrig with a chayke and scoop out most of the esrig with a malia doivsha, fill it up with honey, with loisa beimila denoida, and you put it on top of coal so that the esrig should cook with his honey. The lichle, and then eat it. And that takes away the venom of the snake that you might have drank. Rav Chinuch Chino says, what you do is something better. Mei raglayim, urine. Bnei aboyim yoyim. That's 40 days old. Rashi brings another pshat that's from a kid that's 40 days old. And you drink that, it takes out all the venom that you ate from that snake. Barzina lizapoyda. For the zapoyda, if you're bitten by a bee or by a hornet, by one of these little creatures. So you take a barzina, a little cup. It's called a barzina. You take from that urine, and it works. for an akra, for a scorpion bite, you need revi, you need a larger amount of revius, and drink of that urine, and it works. Paugariva liguluya. And if the problem is the snake venom that's sitting in the water, then you need a half a half of a kav. A half a leg, which is more than a V, double of this. Riva afilu l'kshafim al, if he drank a quarter of a leg, then even for kshafim, even that's how powerful it is, that can even prevent kishav as well.
I think the B'nai Mechuza, who we learned about them before Nokim, maybe they would rather die than...
Could very well be. I wonder if it's used at all for medicine these days. You know, do they use urine at all for medicine? Mixing it, I think. Okay. Rabbi Yechon said, "Anigrain. Anigrain is water that was cooked. Some kind of a, what do you call it? Some kind of a, herbs in them, which is called bangri." And Rashi says, "Generally, anigrain is if you cook beetroot like borscht, beetroot for a long time." So you have anigrain, and you have avnigar. And you have, which is what that the some kind of herb, and then you have turaika, which is tzadi, which is balsam. Malu, that's good for you. Bain legaluya, whether they have the problem of drinking that water is exposed overnight. Bain legshafim, whether for witchcraft. Hai mandabol lechivya, if you ever swallow a snake, what should you do? Loichle, you should eat the following. If you swallow a snake, you should eat. Kishusa, we said before, the hops, the milcha, mixed with salt. The leader, and then you should run tlosa mili. By running 3 kilometers, it sort of settles this the snake and it starts falling out of you. The Gemara tells us a story, Rav Shimon ben Ashi Chazi Sola, who gave a person the bol achivya that didn't realize it and swallowed a snake. He made himself look like an officer, and so therefore he intimidated this guy. Oichle, he fed him kishusa, he fed him this hop. The milcha together with salt, varhati, and he made him run, kameh before him, plus a mili, he gave him like a punishment, he had to run 3 kilometers. And then, v'nofik mine, and then it came out from him, guvi guvi, layers and layers, piece and piece of the snake. Ikidamni, others say, Simbarashi himself, bolachivya swallowed a snake, os Elio came along, idamele kiparsha, he dressed up, Elio came down in the form of an officer. He gave him to eat the hops with salt. He ran before him 3 miles. And piece of piece came out of Simbarashi. So he's going to write the if somebody was bitten by a snake, he should bring ubra de chamra chivarta. He should bring the fetus or the embryo of a white donkey, the likare, and he should rip it open. The lois vei ale, and put it on top of himself. So, this is the antidote for being bitten by a snake. So, he should take the, you know, what do you call it, the uterus or the fetus of the embryo of a white donkey, and place it on himself, whatever the bite was, where the snake bit you. The hani milu is like a treifim, but it only works if this particular embryo is not a treif. Or the mother is not treif. The embryo, you can't tell. It's the mother is not treif. Sahum bar kosher pupadisa. There was somebody who was appointed by the king, and he was a yid. The talke chivir was bitten by a snake. In the Taya pupadisa, there are only 13 white donkeys. Remember, we had Maruchul, and the white donkeys are wild, and the mak of a white donkey is bad. So there are only 13 white donkeys in the Taya region of pupadisa. Karina lukula. They went to each one and pulled out their embryos. Vishtaku treif, and they found that each donkey was treif. Havichodre bahugis of the Pumpadisa, there was one on the other side of Pumpadisa. And that there's only one more donkey left over on the other side of Pumpadisa. So that was the last remaining one. Ad Ozli, by the time he got there, Maisile, Adozi Maisile, they brought it, Ochla Arye, a lion came and ate up that donkey. So there was nothing left for him to, obviously, whatever profession he was he a tax collector or something else, that he didn't deserve to live. So all the 13 donkeys were treif. Omar Abai said, one second, he said, you know why this guy happened to this guy? Dilmir, perhaps, Chivya de Rabbanan, it's the bite of the Rabbanan, Turkey, that bit him. Because we know, the Lesle Asusa, if you defy the words of Chachamim, there's no cure for that. And how do we know the Chiv? It says in the Pasuk, Upoyred together, if somebody breaches the fence, no, the fence that Chacham put into place, a snake should bite him. And if this guy did not treat the words of Chum properly, therefore he deserved this punishment of being bitten, and that's why there was no white donkeys left, because he didn't deserve to live. Omr le'in, you're right. In Rabbi, you are right. I'll tell you exactly what happened to this guy. When Rav passed away, Rav Yitzchak Babisna made a gzeira that everybody in the city should for the year be in Avelis for Rav. In what way? The Leka de Limtaya Osir, that nobody should bring any Hadassim. Remember, we learned that you should bring Hadassim to a wedding and play with Hadassim. No one should bring it there, and there you have three leaves all on the same level to show the three Shutrim of the person. You all join together at the wedding, and you're all on the same par, the husband, the wife, and the Eibishter. So they used to play with Hadassim. So he made a Gzeda that year of Avelis, no one should bring any Hadassim to dance, or Vigidmi, nor should they bring branches, all kinds of branches, Lebei Halula. They should not bring it to a wedding, but Tavla. And Tavla means the bells make a lot of noise. So he made exactly, you know, was dampen the music and we should sort of be in a state of mourning. So the Gemara says, but Ozali, and this particular guy went, Amti Ozali, he defied the Chachamim. He used to bring the Hadas to the wedding, the Gidme and these branches, the palm branches, were Lebei to a wedding. But Tavla, and he made a bell, and he made a lot of noise. He had a bell there. So what happened was, Turkey Chavi of a mace. He was bitten by a snake, and he died. So that's what happened here. He defied words of Chachamim. That's why he deserved what he got. Okay, so we'll stop over here, and we will continue tomorrow.